On the line with us right now, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the top orthopedic surgeons in America from NovaCare, of course, Dr. Elliot Lightman, who among his many different credentials is the assistant team physician for the Wilmington Blue Rocks Class A minor league team. And he is also involved with Avon Grove and Kennett High School. Dr. Elliot Lightman. Hi, doctor. Great to have you out with us.
Good morning.
Hey, Doc, first thing I want to ask you, I just had this thing crap up during my own little medical crisis here. Are there any doctors who are high-strung? You guys all have to be very calm, correct?
No, there are many physicians that are high-strung.
They are?
Yes.
Because that wouldn't probably work for a patient like me who's a whack job.
Right, the combination with you and a high-strung physician might not go well.
No, but see, you sound very calm.
I'm fairly calm, yes.
You're very scientific. You look at the situation and you offer an opinion on stuff, right?
Correct.
I don't think a high-strung doctor would be a good one. That would make me nervous. That's all I'm saying. All right, let me get to this, then. We got two medical conditions that are unfolding before our eyes right now, Doc, and I'd love for you to explain to us what the process is like. Now, we got Chase Utley coming back today. Last year, he came back on May 23rd with knee issues. This year, it's July 27th with chondromalacia. Is this now something he has to worry about for a long time? What is his prognosis based on the fact that he's got himself ready to play again?
Well, chondromalacia literally means softening of the articular cartilage, which is the smooth cartilage in the knee, and I've never examined Chase Utley, but based on what I've read, he has some wear and tear of the cartilage underneath his kneecap, and unfortunately, that does not grow back. So that will continue to progress or worsen with time. The symptoms often are manageable with stretching, occasional use of injections, strengthening. So, like many of us, I wasn't sure what happened between last year's playoffs and this spring, which led to him not being able to play. And while I have no inside information on this, I was wondering if perhaps this is all in the plan just to allow him to play a shortened season that he can manage with.
Wow, that's interesting. Because there was never an indication, Doc, that there was one incident or situation that happened that made it worse.
Correct. And again, just as a fan, he played in October. And then we come into spring training, and we had no known injury, no known aggravation. You assume he's working out, and all of a sudden he's not able to play. And, a lot of my friends, people question me, you know, why do you think he didn't? And I have no particular information, but perhaps his knees are not capable of playing 162 games plus the playoffs, and perhaps he's capable of playing a shortened season. But unfortunately, the cartilage is not going to grow back, and it's something he's going to have to deal with for the remainder of his career.
But, Doc, is it going to be advantageous for him to take days off to not play successively 5, 6, 7 straight games?
It's really based on his symptoms.
Okay.
It's a very individualized thing, and it's really just a matter of how much pain he's having and how much disability. One person could have the same amount, if you looked inside their knee, could have the same amount of damage but have no pain. So it's really just based on his symptoms.
All right. Is he more vulnerable to a serious knee injury because of the condition?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Well, that's good then. It's just a question of managing his pain.
Correct.
Okay. Well, then that seems like you'd be fine for the rest of the year. I'll write that down.
And then we got, he's good to go.
Now, Ryan Howard today is apparently going to be cleared to start his rehab assignment, and he's been through the whole Achilles ordeal.
Correct.
Obviously, that's an entirely different situation. What is he looking at the next few months, Doc?
And sometimes I tell patients, sometimes the more severe condition, the surgical condition, is easier to deal with because it's more predictable than what Utley had, which is not as predictable. It's not as severe. It's not a surgical problem. But sometimes a surgical situation, we kind of know what his outcome is going to be. And he should be fine. It's going to take, when the Achilles tendon's repaired, there's scar tissue initially, and it doesn't have the same elasticity, the same stretch that it does initially, but that will return with time. So, he's been very closely monitored with the trainers, and I'm sure he's doing well. But I would think he would do well. I mean, this season he'll probably lack a little bit of push from that ankle, but he should be able to return at a fairly high level, and I would anticipate maybe not 100% this season, but I would think by next year he could be pretty close to 100%.
That's all you could ask for. That's awesome information. Dr. Elliot Lightman, thank you so much for your help. And thank all the great NovaCare doctors. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, there's some information for you. I'll